Listen. You smell something?
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience.
We never talk anymore. What a lovely singing voice you must have.
Uh-oh.
Boy, this new program is really something.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, Ghostbusters game. Somebody should have thought of this years ago.
Ready!
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
We're ready to believe you!
Ghost Heads, the podcast, episode 18. Now is the season of evil.
Evil?
Hello and welcome to Ghost Heads, the voice of the Ghostbusters online community. I'm Jason Hughes.
And I'm Luke Crisile.
Now, this is more of a Halloween-centered show, so to speak. What do you say so, Luke?
Should we talk about the 13th floor? Nah.
Nah, 13th floors are kind of weird. You know what's interesting, though? A lot of buildings don't have 13th floors. Because Empire they're that superstitious.
The Empire State Building being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. It's surprising how many people are superstitious.
Me being one of them.
Well, but it's always something interesting to have. But we could, you know, dive into a superstitious topic and totally blow 20 minutes, but I think we're going to skip that.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's kick it off with a little bit of news this week.
Has anything happened that's been kind of big? I don't know.
Well, there's been a few things. One thing being there's a major surprise at the 2010 Scream Awards.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Wasn't there some kind of like a miner popping up somewhere or something like that? Or...
Yeah, someone in like construction clothing and a lot of coughing from breathing in a lot of smoke or something. Maybe something about like fighting off zombies, if I read correctly.
I think so. Oh yeah, you must be talking about Bill.
Yes,
Bill.
Yeah. Bill Murray showed up at the 2010 Scream Awards to accept an honor on behalf of Zombieland for, I believe it was the scariest movie. Or scariest horror movie or something. Not quite exactly remember what it was. But he, you know, come up out of the stage and he was in this like mining outfit in a way. Takes the hat off, takes the vest off.
Takes the sunglasses off.
Takes the sunglasses off.
He wears his sunglasses at night.
Yes. He definitely does. And then we see something that's totally surprising and didn't even know this was going to happen. He's wearing a jumpsuit.
Not just any jumpsuit.
No, a special jumpsuit.
Tacky one.
Kind of
or
a tacky. Yeah.
Gray.
Let's just say it's a jumpsuit that has been in one of the two movies and we'll go there.
Yeah.
And then also, as a surprise, he puts on a proton pack.
Just any proton pack.
Yeah, not just any ones, but an actual, accurate fan proton pack.
And not just any fan. Sean Bishop.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Sean Bishop is, he's probably the godfather of the prop community. And just the sheer, utter brilliance of the fact that he's wearing a fan pack blew my mind. Just, Sean, you can't get much higher up in the community other than that.
No.
Unless you're cameoed third movie.
He's basically at, like, godfather status. It's like, if you and me were, like, Wayne and Garth, and he was, like, the equivalent of, like, Aerosmith, we'd be doing the whole we're not worthy thing.
And this might sound like pure unabashed kissing of his butt, but you know what? It is. No other way to put it.
Hands down.
How can you not kiss somebody's butt after they pulled something like that? Yeah, we're kissing his butt. I admit it. I don't care. He deserves it.
Definitely. And at first, all we saw were these pictures the next night, because it was recorded the Saturday before it premiered on Tuesday. I believe the 19th was when it premiered on Spike. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, who photoshopped this? Was my first thought. And then basically every media outlet out there picked it up.
They didn't just pick it up. They ran with it like it was in the Olympics.
Definitely. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, holy crap, this happened. I also got, like, immediately excited. It was, like, mind-blowing in a way.
And the best part of it was, when you actually see the video of it, he pops up out of the floor, and he just looks around, and he knows he owns the room at that point. He just knows it. He doesn't say anything. He just looks around, and you know he owns the place, and he knows it, and it's something that I'm pretty sure all of us have wanted to see since 89.
Easily.
I have.
He comes out there in full glory. I mean, the theme is just kicking, and like everyone just goes berserk.
And this is on top of the fact that Dana Barrett herself made an appearance earlier in the show. And she even mentioned Ghostbusters. And I mean, for Ghostheads, this is probably a pretty good early Christmas present, I'd have to say.
I'd say this is an excellent early Christmas present. Now, the interesting thing was, the first thing that popped to everybody's mind when they saw these pictures was what?
EB3, filming now.
Bingo.
Right now.
But it was interesting. In his speech, he said, you know, there's no real meaning for this. This was just the only thing clean. Which I thought was funny as hell, to be honest.
But that brings back to me something kind of reminiscent of another movie. I Have a Hamper?
True. It is a subliminal reference. Probably not one that was planned, but it's a good reference.
I don't know whose idea it was, or if it was a combination of a bunch of people, but it was brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, hands down. I mean,
to sound overly geeky, but when I saw it, I was practically praising my TV, saying, holy crap.
Yeah, I was totally speechless. I mean, I couldn't believe it. If it wouldn't have been that the main thing they were pushing was the 25th anniversary reunion of Back to the Future, this would have totally stole the show.
That alone was amazing. I mean, I had never watched the Scream Awards up until this point, but that was basically one giant, you know, how do you do to all the fans?
Oh, yeah. And people were like, oh, my God, Bill Murray cares. All the reports of, you know, previous times of him just being a schmuck and you know, just doing stuff to screw with you. It's like, he really cares. And I was like, well, of course he cares. I mean, he made money off of it. But, I mean, too, it's like, Bill has always gone for the sensational look. I mean, if you've seen him when he's ever been on, you know, the Late Show with David Letterman, it's mm-hmm. always something over the top because it's Bill. He likes the whole wow factor and the surprise and the awkward looks that people give. It's like candy to him in a way.
Well, yeah, and this is probably the best candy. This is Halloween candy for him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well-timed.
Yeah. Now, the question that I want to know is, when did, you know, Spike or whoever call him? And did they call him on his special number?
That's a good question. And the other part of it I have to ask is, what was Sean Bishop's reaction when he knew that this was going to happen? And Sean will hopefully be having on the show either next episode or the episode after that. He'll be able to give us some more insight into this. And, man.
I mean, I'm sure he had to have been having a moment of like, oh, my God, Bill Murray's going to wear a proton pack. And
this man was basically the best-looking ecto-replica on the planet. The guy who gave Ernie Hudson a pack, met him, hung out with him. The guy who, you know, knows everybody that should be known. And, man, again, we're kissing his butt, but he deserves it.
It's a whole we're not worthy, we're not worthy, we're not worthy type situation.
I can't believe it myself. I mean, it's, what, 2 weeks past now, and it's still kind of mind-blowing.
It's still the big thing that you hear about. It's like, hey, did you see the Scream Awards? And you're like, no. Like, dude, you've got to go to the website and look at the clips. It's amazing. It's like, yeah, well, what clip? Bill Murray showed up. But, I mean, it's people like look at that and they're like, what the Samhain just happened? I know they were.
Interesting. You should say that in this context, because also in the same vein of fan involvement, I think we have something having to do with some people that we've had on the show before. Maybe can you? I might be thinking outside the realm of possibility, but it might be inside of it. Can you maybe expand on this?
Yeah. IDW has released their latest one-shot comic called What the Samhain Just Happened. Now, there's some interesting things with this comic, I mean, especially the cover. I mean, the cover was done by Dapper Dan, but there are some interesting things about this cover dealing with people in the community.
Yeah, I think some friends of ours are on the cover. Not really sure who. Oh, yeah, I think somebody that we had on recently, Nicole Ballier and Austin Young, I think it is.
I believe you're right on that.
I heard about this the day it came out, and honestly, I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Yeah, I was totally surprised. I'm like, wow, you know, this is a really cool cover. And they're like, yeah, this is based off of Kim and Austin. I'm like, really? And I looked a little bit closer, and I'm like, wow, it is. It's just surprising to see, you know, having more fan intertwining of things into like a nationally or not really nationally but internationally published comic book. I mean, it's totally surprising.
We're setting the bar this month for fan interaction. That's all I could say. I mean, think of it. It's been a good month for Ghost Heads, not just us, but the whole Ghostbusters community, the fan community. We were really making strides. And kind of makes you proud, I gotta say. One thing I have to wonder, though, is with the fact that they're on a now worldwide cover, will this fame go to their heads? Will they be approached by autograph seekers?
I don't know. I don't think it'll go to their head, but I would think that, you know, if you've like sent them a copy of the comic with a self-addressed stamped envelope and to mail back to them, or to mail back to you, I should say, I think they would sign it.
I would hope so, because I mean, I could really fake a signature on a check. That'd be really good. I'd really like to get them signed.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely. It's definitely a great thing for the fans. Speaking of like fans and fan franchises and things like that, the New Hampshire Ghostbusters were recently featured on their local ABC affiliate's TV show entitled The Chronicle. Now on that show, they were interviewed, you know, talking about their love of Ghostbusters and how they had, you know, created a franchise and what they do for charity and whatnot. And they were saying in there that people literally come up to them and ask where they can buy the props. And they're like, you can't. We built them. And they just kind of give you the look like, what? Seriously? And it's like, yeah, we built them.
Features our good friend Pat Harmon on there. Pat's been on the show before, and They actually just finished and released their movie that he was talking about. Spilled Milk came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was.
So they're really making the waves again.
Yeah, I mean that was an excellent movie. I think I've watched it like at least 6 times already.
Effect wise, plot wise, all of it's just stellar work.
Oh yeah. And then to have Sketch from Salt Lake City come in, and hilarity ensues with that. I mean, I'm not going to give anything away, but I mean it's interesting.
Lots and lots of push-ups. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. I believe there should be a few people that should be in shape, or at least figuratively they should be in shape.
I know I'm not in shape, but, you know.
Well.
What do I know? I'm from New York.
The real Ghostbusters will return after these messages.
We'd like to take this moment to thank our sponsor, ProtonCharging.com. Check them out at
www.protoncharging.com.
I'm a Ghostbuster. So watch it, Buster.
And now, there's basically, you know, one more major topic that I know a lot of fans are waiting for, myself included. Can you guess what it is?
All you can eat barbecue rib night at the Sizzler.
Yes, but no. I mean,
Can I get another guess?
Yes, it does cost money.
All you can eat barbecue rib night at Chick-fil-A.
Judges, is that correct?
No?
No.
One more. Come on. One more.
Okay.
All you can eat barbecue rib night at Arby's.
Ooh, that would be good. But no.
I'm out.
Okay. You're gonna be totally surprised. I mean, it might not blow your mind.
It takes a lot for me to be surprised. So try your best.
Okay. Do you remember a few months ago Mattel saying that they were going to produce a PKE meter?
I sort of remember this. I'm getting old, so I forget things an awful lot, but I think my memory's jogged a little bit.
Okay.
Carry on, sir.
Well, in the last few days, Mattel has posted their selling pages for their December run of action figures and toys and whatnot, and in that is the page for the prop replica PKE meter.
Holy wet crap on a stick!
Exactly. And it has been confirmed, like it was originally rumored, that the PKE meter will cost $60 a piece. And that's before, you know, taxes and shipping and all that fun stuff. But the interesting thing is the maximum quantity.
You know what the interesting thing is? They send your Harold Ramis with it.
Well, they could. They could. But no. The interesting thing is the maximum order quantity. Now take a guess how much that is.
11 billion. No, wait. 3.
11 billion and 3?
3, not 3. 3. It's a combination of 3 and 5.
You mean 8?
All right, we're doing numbers now. My head's going to explode.
The maximum order quantity is 10.
Wow, that's more than 9.
Exactly. Now, the question is, why settle on 10?
It's a good even number.
Well, it is a good even number. But, I don't know, I mean, it's like you look at it like, okay, $60 a shot. You buy 10 of them, that's $600, if I'm doing the math right. Are they trying to, like, protect it from, like, being sold, like, mad on eBay?
I'm not really up to date on these eBay things. In fact, this whole internet thing is still very new to me. I'm not even sure what eBay is, honestly. Is it like some kind of water thing?
No. It's not like the San Francisco Bay or the Hudson Bay or stuff like that. It's an actual auction website. But, I mean, you should know about that.
No, I'm really dumb.
But yeah, I could see it as...
We're going to get a bunch of hate mail or just supportive fan mail of that statement right now.
You're probably
If you get mail.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I could see it as like being a... Not really like a not a theft deterrent, but like a resale turnaround deterrent. If the maximum you can get is 10. And since majority of the time, the stuff that is on MattyCollector.com sells out within at least 3 days, it's going to be hard to get.
Personally, I'd be happy with one. I don't need 10, and I don't really appreciate people who buy 10 just to up the price. That's just put your kids through college. Feed them. They need spaghetti. Everybody needs spaghetti, and they need chicken fingers too. So don't buy 10 PKA meters. Don't buy a bunch of action figures. Buy your kids spaghetti and chicken fingers. Please.
Well, I think kids would be happy with two. You know, one to play with and one to never touch. Mm-hmm. Okay, if kids wouldn't be, I would be happy with two.
I'd be happy with chicken fingers, honestly.
What about Chick-fil-A?
No comment.
Oh, come on. You know you'd be happy with Chick-fil-A.
All right. For those of you listening for the first time, the second time, or the ninth time, there's no Chick-fil-A's around me. And I really would like some. So this is an open request. I would like you to send us some Chick-fil-A, please.
Let's go talk to
him. What?
You're going to give him an address?
123 Fake Street, Springfield, 17-444.
Hmm, interesting zip code. Anyway, I mean, I'm definitely going to get two. I mean, it's worth it.
I think I can get 2.5.
Men?
That's what she said.
Well, I think that about wraps everything up, unless there's a couple stories that... I don't know about, Luke. Do you know of any? Or
I know stories, just none of them that I can really repeat on the show. It involves, I can't really even say that much, honestly. I'm hoping that everybody has a safe and happy Halloween, and don't give out pennies, because honestly, nobody likes you if you do that. Really, they don't like you, and as soon as you close the door, they're just going to throw the pennies at your door and at your car. And then they're going to key your car and probably shaving cream it. So give out Snickers, give out Crunch Bars, the official food of Ghost Heads, the podcast. Actually, the official candy bar. The official food of Ghost Heads, the podcast is Cheez-It. Get your own box.
yes, the Cheez-It and the Snickers.
Classic, and the Crunch.
Yeah, classic staple food.
See, I personally give out bricks of tofu and tubs of lard to the kids in my neighborhood.
Interesting.
See, we buy the candy on sale, and we keep it for ourselves. It works out. If I don't like the kid's costume, I usually just throw the lard at them.
Definitely.
Don't be showing up to my house in some weak little Halloween costume that you bought at Kmart for $5. I want to see some effort. I don't want to see a sheet. I don't want to see a fake little cowboy hat. I want to see a kid in a box. A kid that can't walk because his parents just put so much crap on him. I want to see effort.
Well, that's true. But the one thing that everyone should do, they should do three things. Well, mainly it's one thing, but watching three things. They should watch When Halloween Was Forever, Halloween 2.5, and The Halloween Door.
And The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yes. That'd be four things.
And Ghostbusters.
That's five.
And Die Hard.
Die Hard? Really?
Carl Winslow. Come on.
What does that have to do with Halloween?
Absolutely nothing.
That's what I thought.
But it's Carl Winslow.
Yeah.
He ain't no Popo. He's just Carl Winslow.
No, that's true. That's definitely true. Well, that pretty much wraps everything up for this edition of Ghost Heads. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, email them to us, ghostheads@gmail.com. Also, check out the Facebook group. Just search for Ghost Heads, or the first thing that comes up.
Send us mail.
Yes, we want to know what you think. You know, if you hate us, if you like us, if you have just interesting anecdotes that you think we would like, send them to us.
Or if you're a single, virile young woman, hey, I'm available. Just putting it out there.
Well, on that note, that is it for this edition of Ghost Heads. I'm Jason Hughes.
I'm Optimus Prime. And I'm Lucris Alley.
Have a happy and awesome Halloween. We'll catch you in November. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters and the end control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, the slime was under the building. So they packed up and grew, got a grip, came equipped. Grabbed their proton packs on the back, then they split. Found out about Beagle, the master of evil. Trying to battle my boys? That's not Beagle. The end control.
Baby.
When the light is green, the crap is clean.